Today, August 8th. Just kidding, it's the 6th. So today is a day away from on the time we fight the enemy. I stand again with my fellow man. Fight the unknown enemy. We don't even know much about these little green men. Weapons production, power armor production, everything has been put on high priority. We have made contact with our nuclear silo crew, our water plant crew. We have established communications once again. And now we are spearheading right for our old base where we can find the cache of all of our weapons and ammo and find out where on earth is our leader. That's all I have to figure out. Our scribes have been looking and we've been finding more scattered squads of our Brotherhood of Steel members. It is still a military lockdown. We have been receiving hundreds of reinforcements as we are all gathering at one point. I cannot say which point unless you were there, unless you talked to me in person. If not, they can find this broadcast. Nah, I'm just kidding. Alright, so where we're meeting is about 8 or 9 miles away from our former base. They still have their tanks roaming around at our former base. We are going to take our base back. That would be day one. That will be tomorrow. Tomorrow we will fight that enemy. I promise. I promise to you, my wife, my daughter, my son, our leader, our country, we will fight them. We will end them. And we will stand together as one United States. As our states are united once again. If you are out there and you're a Brotherhood of Steel member, an innocent civilian, I call upon you to come out here and fight with us. We are employing new battle tactics that we have not used since the fight with the Imperial Steel. We are employing a lot of new battle gear. We are employing our new line of power armor, the T-82. It'll be nice to have those out there. We have finished production about 20, and we're continuing to, and we're gonna make about 300. And after the 20, so do the math. We are rebuilding, we are employing more production on T-60, T-51, XO-1 through 3, and T-45s for some, mostly initiates. We have a new nuclear factory where we are producing fusion cores and fusion cells. It's a minor nuclear factory. Barely any of it actually works. We're using whatever nuclear energy it has left to produce nuclear fusion cores and fusion cells. I implore each and every one of you to use those sparingly. Once we defeat this enemy, we will work on rebuilding said nuclear factory. Our money system is back up and running. Our little bank is up and running. We are producing, obviously, more of our Alaskan Brotherhood of Steel money. That includes coins and paper money. We have our little market area. It is being rebuilt. Our total death count for civilians and soldiers alike is 694. That number will increase by tomorrow. That includes with little green men. And we'll burn those little bastards. Production is on an all-time high. We are training more soldiers. We are getting more members, but we still are requesting more. We need to overwhelm this enemy. Take their advanced technology. Make it all go to hell. We have gotten word that there has been, it looks like, some sort of disturbance on the mothership. An explosion. A minor one, not very large. Not enough to bring it down. Something's going on up there. The Waste Walker's up there. That's at least what we hope. Hope. It's an all-time low now. A lot of people think this fight's gonna be hopeless. We can't beat them. I think we can. With enough guns, rockets, fat men, we can take them down. I just hope. I do. I really do. We can put this will go down in history. Not as a day to mourn, but a day to celebrate. I hope. I really do. I really, really do.